Welcome back at WNST, Dallas and Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there celebrating. I'm going to celebrate with cake, crab cake. I'm going to be at Pappas in Parkville on Tuesday this week. Then we're moving it next week. Three crab cake tour stops in a row after the figgy pudding, after the pumpkin pie, after the pecan pie, after the mincemeat pie, which I like because I had an old-fashioned mother, but I won't eat that damn fruitcake. Next Wednesday, we're going to be at Coco's in Lauraville. Thursday, we're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA. And then on Friday, we're going to be up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. I'm looking forward to that. Tom Kelso is coming back next Friday to Hollywood Casino in Perryville to do a Stadium for Dummies. He is the eight-year Maryland Stadium Authority chairman. It was an unpaid position, which I learned. Leonard Raskin's about to join us now. I also want to give some love to the Maryland Lottery, our friends at Window Nation, as well as Jiffy Lube for sponsoring the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, putting us on the road. We're going to be at State Fair on the 5th. We're going to be at Curio Wellness on the 15th. We're going to Wise Markets. We're going to be at Fadley's before the end of the year. So plenty of crab cake opportunities. But Leonard, I must say, like, I love all the crab cakes. They're all in for shipping. They're all very different. I would buy from all of them and see how they're all different. But you're a Pappas guy. You are. I know this.
I am. But I'm willing to try others. I'm always willing to try others.
I
as
seem
long
to remember
as we're
you at Costas enjoying that.
Yeah.
Saying,
look, as
here,
long
yeah.
as we're in Maryland, I'm not doing any crab cakes in Columbus where they say Maryland style crab cakes. We're not doing any of that nonsense. Bread cakes with a taste of crab. That's not happening.
By the way, anything you want to say to poop on Maryland, like that everything has gone wrong for the football and basketball? Like, you're Mr. Ohio State, but I'm assuming you were a Maryland fan most of your life, right?
55 years. 55
yeah,
until
your kid went to Ohio State. Just
right,
like when I get Oilers stuff, it's
that
the Oilers
right.
don't
gotta,
play.
Got to change it up just for, you know, another 6 months or so. And then we'll
are you
going
to go
happens.
Back to being a Maryland fan, or what's
well,
going
I've
on?
Been a Maryland fan, always been a Maryland fan, except in the last 4 years when they play Ohio State.
Can I ask? I mean, I'm just being. Why did your kid go to Maryland?
He didn't want 13th grade because, you know, it's like Delaney South or whatever you want to call it,
okay.
and I think he wanted to get away from the parents a little bit. You know, he was stretching out those wings and seeing what the world was like, and he's thrilled. He's had a great experience.
Well, I always kid you about the Ohio State thing, but man, I got to stay away from Bruce Posner this week. Anybody that's turtled up, you know, my boy Don Shieler. I mean, this has been rough sledding on that side of the fence, right?
Hey, they played Michigan hard Saturday. They played Michigan hard in football. They could have won that game. A couple bad mistakes. That's what always happens. A couple safeties and a pick, and that was the end of the game before it started, but they didn't give up, and they fought them hard. They lost 28-24. That wasn't a terrible loss. I think that score, that fight, will knock Michigan down in the polls a bit. Put Ohio State either one or two, Georgia right there with them.
You're
so
saying
this
their cheating
is,
coach doesn't affect their poll at all?
Well, he hasn't. We'll see next week because Saturday is the game.
Right. I mean, I know this. This
at
is
the
why
big
I'm
house.
Setting you up for this. This is why
at
I didn't go down
house.
The Raven. I didn't have any Ovechkin stuff for you this week. I hadn't even
he
talked about spending
goals.
My Friday night with Geddy Lee, which
that,
is
that,
one of the.
That must have been way cool. I don't even. I mean, you amaze me that you find all these things. I mean, I wouldn't even ever have known he was in the U.S. except for your. I'm going to go watch Geddy Lee for an evening. It's like, what?
No,
what is that?
Getty?
Just stunning. Stunning.
So Getty did six dates in Europe. He put on sale in early October, and I was like ready to go to Wolverhampton. And then he announced the North American dates after he did that, that came before. So it actually started at the Beacon Theater last week. He's only doing like a dozen of these. He sits on stage, different interviewer every night. Different person. We thought it was going to be Dave Grohl, so we were all really disappointed. When Dave Grohl didn't show up, we were like, what?
Who was he?
Eric McCormick. He was the Will in Will and Grace. He's an actor, Canadian actor. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know who
okay.
he was either.
Okay.
But he was charming and witty and the huge Rush fan. Like, he was singing words of Temple to Syrinx and soft stepping across stage. And Getty,
cool.
Every night Getty's making some different admissions. So the people that are following this along, every night Getty's making news by saying
something. Did he
write
something. A
book? Yes. My
is that
effing
what it
life.
Is?
Yes.
So
yes. He wrote a big
so
book.
So he's promoting a book and he's on tour.
And
I
he's
got
also,
it.
But here's the thing about Getty you need to know. Getty is a baseball historian, baseball head. Every time I've ever been with Getty, we've talked baseball. It's always been a baseball centerpiece. The first time I met Getty Lee was in 1984. I had interviewed him on the Grace Under Pressure tour, and I had interviewed him on the phone and asked him if I could come down and say hello. He's like, sure. I went down. They let me in the backstage door. His guy met me there, and I walked underneath of the Capitol Center. I'm 15 years old. I mean, I'm literally, it was the week my son was born. Like literally, right. I was 16 years old, and I walk, and there's Getty Lee. And as I'm walking toward him, he's in the tunnel and there's tour buses and the dim lighting, you know, that you would have underneath the Capitol Center. And he's playing catch and he's throwing the ball hard. Like, you know, he's playing hard catch, right. Not friendly catch, hard 70 mile an hour, you know, catch.
Like he wanted to be a baseball player.
Like, and literally he took his glove off to shake my hand. And so so Getty loves baseball.
Very cool.
Like when I get together with Getty, it's going to be baseball. But I want to go back to football with you. So you're doing Ohio State this week, or are you not? Stakes
don't
are high.
Yet.
This is as big Ohio State Michigan game as there's ever
it
been.
Is.
Right?
It is. The last 3 years they've been undefeated going into the game. So this is 3 years in a row undefeated for the game. And you know, Ryan Day, who is the head coach at Ohio State, he's been undefeated 3 years in a row in the regular season. And two of those years, he's lost to that team up north, as they call it. And at the end of that game, alums, boosters, everybody wants him fired because he lost that game. He almost, I mean, seconds from winning the national championship last year by beating Georgia in Georgia. And that didn't matter. Like, it was a great game they lost. But the fact that they lost to that team up north, they want his head. They want him fired. The guy has the highest winning percentage of any coach in the history of the school. If he doesn't win Saturday, Sunday, they're going to want him fired. That's it. They want him gone if he doesn't win this game. The pressure is unrelenting. And he knows it. He knows that he coaches,
right? Like,
he knows that he coaches all year for one game. Well, you want to talk about how nuts it is. Forget the boy in the Ohio State. Look at Texas A&M. Texas A&M had Jimbo Fisher as their coach for a couple years. He was supposed to bring him back to the promised land. And he had a winning season, bowl eligible, every year. And this year, he didn't win enough, didn't get close to the playoffs. They fired him, $76 million walk-away buyout. When they fired him. So he walks away over the next, I think, 8 years, 9 years with $76 million. And what happens? Like 2 days after, some booster writes him a check for $100 million to pay him off. College
That's
alums
a lot of money.
Are crazy. Crazy. And so they could get a new coach and not have to worry about how to pay him. You think politics is a mess? Holy cow.
Yeah, I was going to say, Leonard Raskin is here. I want to talk a little money with you, and I want to bring you in on this. I have now had two public conversations with Tom Kelso. Tom Kelso is the former Maryland Stadium Authority chairman who ran the organization. I didn't find this out until after I had him on the first time. He doesn't even get paid to do this. So
that's
he is
nuts.
I don't know, like, if the word whistleblower, and I'm going to ask him this when he joins me at Hollywood Casino next week, because I had him on for another 35, 40 minutes this week to just talk about the MOU. Like, literally, this MOU that I'm holding in my hands is how many? It is 7 pages plus a cover, eight
it's not
pages.
Not a signed lease.
all sorts of. Clearly written by the Orioles, right? Like just written by the Orioles. And the governor stood in the box. The governor wrote back to me and said, it's all good. Now Craig Thompson has written to me and said, he's not going to talk to me until there's a done deal. This is not a done deal. It's not close to a done deal.
No.
And what I've learned from Tom, not just on the parity clause about all of this, whatever they give to the Orioles, they have to give to the Ravens, but they also have to go back to the legislature and get a whole bunch of cranky politicians who quietly gave them $1.2 billion and quietly got it done. Right. Because they asked for it. And that now isn't good enough for the baseball owner.
It's unbelievable. you know, the lease on the stadium, and I don't know the numbers, but it can't be expensive, right? It's got to be cheap as dirt.
I actually have a pro forma of the 99 years, and it's right. $14 million over the life of the whole deal.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a dollar.
I have
it's a dollar a year.
I have it all. I have the schedule, I mean, as you would say, right?
For you and me, it's like going out and renting a new castle for $1 a year. It's crazy. I mean, we the taxpayers are insane. And that's why we, the sports fans, kind of wonder how come the ticket prices are so high when the cost to operate is so low. And then they always say, you know, you got to pay the players. But then they run around and say, we can't pay the players. But then somehow $260 million gets to the players. So it is stunning to me how much money there is. You know, I had a conversation. This is years ago. This goes back years ago. You've met these people with my aunt. Howard, Uncle Howard's wife.
Okay.
This was years ago. And we had this conversation about the fact that she just could not understand or believe or agree that these athletes make this much money and that it's worth it and so on and so forth. And that nurses and teachers and, you know, so on and so forth should get paid by this because they're paid by, let's say, the state at nonprofits and schools and whatever, that clearly they are much more important to society than these athletes are. And I said to her, I can't agree more. However, when somebody's willing to pay $1,000 to go watch your fourth grade teacher teach, they'll get paid that much. It's just the market. And the market bears that these entertainers that we as a society value entertainment dramatically more than other things, or else, Taylor Swift wouldn't be in Argentina becoming a billionaire. You know, these athletes getting these enormous sums of money. It's between athletes and entertainers. They are all the same. And who did I hear? Oh, CJ Stroud. So CJ Stroud, who's now with Houston, he's blowing up because he's having, until this past weekend, a fabulous season. He won this weekend, but he threw three interceptions. He had only thrown one.
Hey, Ravens might see them in the playoffs.
They might. They might. But he was talking. I saw an interview with him, and he said, this is what he said. He was wearing a baseball hat, and he was talking about getting props from LeBron after one of the games. And he goes, look, every football player wants to be a baseball player. Every baseball player wants to be a football player. Every basketball player wants to be a football player.
And a rapper.
And every athlete wants to be a singer. And every singer wants to be an athlete. And every actor wants to be, you know, they're just about entertaining and getting big checks. And I said to her, you go to a movie, you go to a Hollywood, a Broadway show. It doesn't matter. When you're paying those prices, those people get paid. And nobody's paying to watch a fourth grade teacher teach. It's just that simple.
Well, but, man, and that's how the writers' strike happened in Hollywood, too. It's like the writers are making no money. The actors, you know, like, right. Hey, we got to get paid, too. Right.
Right. Well, you know, unions make that happen. I don't know. Unions are a whole nother topic for another day.
Yeah, we can do another day. Let her ask.
But the stadium, man, we as taxpayers are just giving them a free fortune.
Well, this is where I get off on it, because I haven't talked baseball with you, Luke, Dennis, literally anybody here in a month, right? Like the minute they got eliminated,
yeah, it's
three
over.
Games, Ravens are playing well, Ravens aren't playing well, Ravens win a game, Ravens lose a game, Mark Andrews gets hurt. We haven't even brought that up,
that's
right?
Bad news.
So Joe Burrow gets hurt, Deshaun Watson, it's crazy. The division's crazy, right?
Joe Flacco. Can you say Joe Flacco?
Joe Fleasy, back in Ohio.
Playing, is he going to play for the Browns, really?
Well, I mean,
they
Luke
need him.
Seems to think no.
No, not even as a backup?
Going to hold the clipboard for Dorian.
Right, I don't care. My point is he's going to get another check. He's going to get another contract.
Yeah,
I don't care how much it is.
Not quite like the one he got here.
But who cares? Yeah. Let's say it's $1 million to stand and hold a clipboard. So what? Would you do that? $1 million to stand on the sideline? Sure,
I'd can hear Joe right now if I talk to him. Well, you know, Dana's got to get the kids off to school. You know, I got five of them now. You know,
right.
Like I talked to him back in August. So Leonard, this is where I I don't say made the mistake, but with the Ravens playing Thursday night, I had Tom Kelce on. I'm talking about stadium money, Orioles, Orioles. And then I thought, well, they won 101 games, right? Like, why can't we just talk about the team and what is going to happen in the offseason? So I bring Luke on, and it's not 10 minutes in, and he and I are fighting, and I stopped him. I'm like, hold on. They've never done anything competent when it came to making decisions of any kind other than hiring Elias and giving him no money. He has no money to work with.
But now, let him run.
Now the money's an issue. The players are an issue. The future value of players is an issue.
Yep.
And they don't have a lease. Leonard, you can't buy a ticket for opening day right now because they can't put it on sale. They don't have a license to sell it to you. They don't have a lease. You know what I mean? It's November 20th. They don't have a lease. So they're not operating like any other team, even in regard to ticket sales or assets or taking money from customers or any of that. They don't have any of that going on right now. But what they do have going on is it's time for a trade. Let's bag three of these prospects and go get a pitcher. Let's go sign a pitcher. Where's Blake Snell? What's our payroll? How much are we willing to spend next year? Are we going to go up to $80 million, $90 million?
Right.
Like,
well,
so
Mr.
it's
Elias
time to talk baseball.
Mr. Elias has a tough job. The hot stove is burning his hand. He's got a tough job with this because he's got to, like you said, he's got to go out and get who he needs to get, a number one pitcher perhaps. And there's a few of them out there. There's a few of them out there.
You got to pay, though.
Right. That's my point. You got to pay. And then at the same time, you got Adley, Gunner, Santander. You got some men waiting for some checks. And you got to decide, are you going to be the Atlanta Braves of old or the Astros of old, recent old, and lock these guys up for the long term right now? Or are you going to play them short and see what happens?
Well, they did that with Machado, right? And then the cautionary tale, Leonard, and I've already got this. I can write Greg Bader's script, right? And by the way, Bader was the one that went down to Annapolis and said, $600 million, this is great. The Angelos family has sent me here. This is great. Right. Please, Annapolis, please. Pretty like Oliver. Please, $600 million, sir, please.
Yeah, may I have another?
We would appreciate your generosity of $600 million. They went down and did that, and that's not good enough. But the bigger issue for them on this leasing thing is what kind of a franchise are they going to be, and what's the long-term prognosis of their executive of the year, their manager of the year, their rookie of the year? Are these guys locked up? And I would think for Mike Elias, who hasn't ever gone down the hallway and asked John for money, right, that this is the first time.
This is coming.
I am going to be fascinated to see how Mike Elias feels about this, because Mike Elias is at the point where he could say, I quit. I'll shove the paperwork under the door and go work anywhere. He is at the top of the industry.
Absolutely. He's
That's
right
a negotiation
there.
We're not hearing about.
That's right.
Because the first
he's
thing they better
the
do is make sure Elias is happy and signed.
You'd think so, right? You'd think he's got aces. He's holding pocket aces with two on the table.
He gets to get paid, too.
He needs to be paid. And his, I don't think his impacts the salary cap.
No.
He's in.
John Harbaugh's agent, Brian Harlan, brings that up all the time with Steve when they go to the this doesn't count against the cap, Steve. You can pay whatever you want.
Right. Well, he should go what his brother got. You know, his brother got a nice chunky, was the highest paid NCAA football coach for a number of years till Saban demanded that he be the highest paid, and then Jim came second. But Mike's got to get paid, and he's going to get paid if he's got a half a brain, and he looks to be pretty smart. Everything I've heard him say and do, he's a pretty wise guy. So, you know, he's going to get his. My question still goes back to, is Angelos going to keep the team?
Well, he thinks he is.
I don't know. I don't know. Behind the scenes, I'm wondering if that's what's happening. Is there's negotiations on a sale, and he's not signing the lease at the instruction of a team that says, not the team, a team that says, let the new owner sign it, and, you know, we just got to get this deal finished. That's what it runs through my brain. There's still somebody out there ready to buy the team. They're finalizing that negotiation, and that is the state and the stadium authority and whoever are saying to them, you're going to get XYZ, and they're counting on that as part of their buy.
Well, they can't count on anything from the governor because this would have to go through the legislature.
No,
if they're going
it.
To be giving more money.
I get it.
And
no,
if
I
it's
don't know
not
about
going to be
more,
a little
but
bit of more money, it's going to be a whole lot more money because it's like treble. It's going to be double because Bisciotti's going to get that too.
Yep. Oh, well, you know, we sucker taxpayers are lining up to get bent over and pay the tax.
Yeah, there
we
you
will
go.
Have to pay more because they want it. And the question is, where do they get it? Do you get it from income tax? Do you add a penny to the sales tax? You know, what do you do? But one way or the other, we taxpayers are going to be the ones shelling out the money so that the rich, rich, rich can get richer, richer, richer. And if you don't believe it, just look around. The background of your picture right there, the hotels and the convention center and all the things that beget the city and the state. You don't have to look too far to see state grant this, state grant that, state grant that. And that just means taxpayer pays, businessman gets richer. And hey, look, if you can get the government to give you money, God bless. You know, we dumb taxpayers sit back and pay the taxes.
Well, Leonard Raskin is here to make sure that the tax man doesn't get more of your money, which is his
That's
primary
right.
role, amongst other roles, to help you out, give you peace of mind, insurance.
Fair share. Fair
Raskin
share.
Raskin Global is the way to find him. You can find him out at Baltimore Positive as well as at Raskin, R-A-S-K-I-N, global.com. You know, in a nutshell, tell folks what you do, and then I want to talk a little bit of football with you on the way out today.
Yeah, yeah. So what we do is we help people, what we're just talking about, help people mitigate tax, help people pass on their wealth to those they care about as efficiently and effectively as they can. While you're here, most important, how do you take your dollars and make the most of them, protect them so you make sure they don't get taken away by frivolous loss or sudden health loss or things that, you know, just could hurt you bad. We make sure that the paths you're walking down in your life are running simultaneous. Everybody wants to grow their wealth and spend their wealth. We got to make sure you protect it as well. And we do all of that. And so you come in, we meet, we go through your life. You say, yeah, I want Raskin Global to be my advisor. We charge you a fee to come along and take a ride and understand how all your money works. And then we help you for a lifetime and your children's lifetime and your grandchildren's lifetime. We have third generation clients right now that we're advising on what to do with their wealth.
I've been in a room with all three of them too, by the way. So
there
yeah,
you go.
We have
there
your
you
annual.
Go.
I don't have my crab claw on here because it's in. Yeah, I do. I have my empowering people to choose their financial future. That's what
absolutely.
It says. Make sure I get
absolutely.
That right.
You got it. That's what
Leonard's
we're about.
Here. All right. So football wise,
football.
You went to a couple games. It feels
I
like
did.
A long time ago. They're going to be out now.
Yeah, the Bengals game. Bengals game
LA,
was some blast.
I mean, one thing about these things, I'm home all day, you know. So
there you
good.
Go. Yeah. So the boy is in for Thanksgiving and wants to know why I'm sitting watching football all day. I said, come on, man. Saturday, Sunday, that's what I do. So yeah, the Ravens on Thursday night played a heck of a game. I think with or without Burrow hurt, they'd have won that game. You don't know, but he wasn't all that. You know I don't like him, so I don't want to see him hurt.
I know you're anti Joe Burrow. I know this.
I don't want to see him hurt, but I was not upset to not see him playing. Saw him jog off the field and said, "Wait a minute, what's that about? It's not his leg; he's running off the field."
It does feel like the division's like all wrapped up, and they, you know what I mean, like. But
well,
the Browns are 7-3 defense.
There go the Steelers, right? Yeah. There go the Steelers. Yeah, the Browns. I didn't know who to root for Sunday. The Browns or the Steelers? I was just hoping it would tie, and they were close. They were close to ending in a tie. It could have happened. That would have been just fantastic, but they just couldn't do it. Browns in a Browns way had to win the game.
I have no concerns about the Steelers. Kenny Pickett stinks.
Yeah, I agree. How big a thief? You want to talk about taxpayers paying for thieves? How about Deshaun Watson? He's going to go down as the greatest thief in the history of the NFL. $260 million guaranteed for what? 8 games? 10 games? I don't know.
And coming off the worst reputation that there's ever been, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, he only the Browns could pay that man that much. But the Ravens, back to our Ravens, look good. Look good on Thursday night. Stadium was rocking. Game was excellent.
The stadium was rocking. I'm not there, but it's the first time the stadium's really been.
Absolutely.
You can see the difference, what we were talking about.
And I don't understand how this team, I guess because we didn't win the division, gets five night games and only one at home, or four night games and only one at home. I mean, it's dreadful. They got to play all these games on the road. The good news is
they want to show off SoFi Stadium. You know, they want to show off Jacksonville once in a while. You know,
I guess. Hey, look, you know, we should win these games. We're not playing teams that are showing great records, and hopefully, we don't play down to the level of the competition because they've got an opportunity to run away.
Boy, the Chargers are weird this week with the coach screaming at the media and
it's
folks
nuts.
Are getting hurt and the quarterback not being any good. They have no fans. They're never going to have any fans no matter what.
There's a guy that got a lot of money, in my opinion, for nothing.
Herbert?
Herbert, for his hair. He got it for his hair, convinced. Then he cut it off, and then he lost. But they paid him a lot of money to be mediocre. And it's not just him. It's the team.
Well, you're ish talking him this week. I hope we don't lose to him on Sunday night. Natty, you're doing all this.
I'm with you. But like you said, the big thing there is they got no fans. I think there'll be more Ravens fans than Charger fans in that building.
I'll leave you with this because I told Luke this. My wife went to the game in Frankfurt last week.
Yeah.
The Patriots playing the Colts over there. They had the Chiefs went over there. Niels was there last year when the Tampa Bay Bucks played over there.
Right.
Went to that game last year. Take me home, country roads. The Chargers are destined to be in Frankfurt, and the Jaguars are destined to be in London.
Absolutely.
Like that's destined to happen.
How the hell are they going to run that schedule, though?
And Luke's like, you think in the next 10 years? I'm like, in the next 10 minutes, because Goodell's in there, and Goodell can get anything done. They've greased all of this. They've got fans over there. If they plop the franchise down, it's worth 8 times what it's worth in San Diego.
The
London team is worth 5 times what they can ever be worth in Jacksonville.
Absolutely.
And the league being in Europe
helps make money
for Steve Bisciotti. It makes money for all of these guys. So much money that he won't look the other way when John Angelos goes in with lawyers and fights this out. And Steve's like, oh, I get another $500 million too.
What a shame.
I'll send Chad Steele and Sashi down to pick the check up and tell Pam Wood I'm not talking to you. Leonard, I appreciate you. Masking Global is the way to find him. You're eating some turkey this week, right?
I mean, absolutely.
All right. Well,
absolutely.
Enjoy your time with your family. Get the kid home. Go beat Michigan.
That's what it's all about. That's what Saturday's about.
Cheating Harbaughs. Now I can say that, right?
At the big house. In the big house.
I don't know that John Harbaugh is a cheater, but I know he's a liar. That's all I can say. Leonard Raskin is here, and Jim Harbaugh is the cheater. We know that for sure, too.
We know that.
Yeah, we got, you know.
He's accepted penalty for it, so, you know, what are you going to do? You don't go to jail for murder if you didn't do it.
Leonard Raskin is here. You can find him there at Raskin Global. You can find both of us probably having a crab cake somewhere around here. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking a little college football here. And Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.